So how rare is this type of eclipse exactly?
Well, every year there's usually several eclipses, but so often these total solar eclipses happen in some other place on the Earth. The thing that's rare about this one is that it's going to cover a big part of the United States, and we haven't had one that's covered this much of the U.S. since 1918.
Oh, so that's a long time.
Yes.
So what will people be able to see from Michigan?
Well, from Michigan, it's going to be seen as a partial solar eclipse, not a total solar eclipse. So this moon is going to cover part of the sun if you just stay here in Michigan. But there's a big difference in seeing the eclipse as a partial as opposed to a total solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse is kind of the granddaddy of all eclipses. And you really want to try to travel a little bit farther south to be able to see it. It's going to make a path across the United States about 60 miles wide from the Pacific Northwest down to the Carolinas. And if you're in that path, you will see it as a total eclipse.
Okay, so if people want to make a summer getaway plan, then they should probably start making those reservations now.
Yeah, I have heard that a lot of the hotels that are in the eclipse path are already starting to book up for that night.
So August 21st is the actual night.
Day. I should say.
Okay.
So it's going to happen in the middle of the day. That's a Monday. And so I guess you could drive down, Sunday, stay Sunday night, see it on Monday in the afternoon and drive home.
Right.
A nice little weekend trip out of it.
Exactly. So how long will the eclipse last?
It's only going to be total for about 2 minutes or so, depending on exactly where you are. But then there's the partial phase that goes for about an hour leading in and an hour leading out.
Okay, so if you can't travel, so where you can see the total eclipse, and you're in Michigan, where would be the best place to see it in Michigan?
I think really any place that the sky is clear. You know, you can't have a cloudy day. So really, it would be pretty much the same anywhere in Michigan.
Okay, so tell us the best place in the United States to see this.
Well, probably one of the closest places for us would be maybe to drive down to St. Louis or Nashville. It's going to be, those two cities are some of the biggest cities that are very close to the center line of the eclipse. So that's maybe about an 8-hour drive.
Right. Hear some country music, see a total eclipse, and you know.
Right. That'd be a lot of fun.
So is it safe to look at with your naked eye?
Well, you do have to have proper eye protection. There's a lot of places online that you can buy eclipse glasses. Probably a lot of people are familiar with those little paper glasses. Now they're some of the sites are even selling fancier plastic ones.
Oh, and you have right something in your hand right now. What is that?
Yeah, well, these are eclipse glasses that that fit right over your regular glasses, or they look just like a regular pair of sunglasses,
right.
But they have a dark enough piece of glass in there that makes it safe.
Okay.
Because you do have to, at least during the partial phases, you have to have the safe glasses to be able to look at it. During the total phase, though, you can take the glasses off and just look, and you'll see stars coming out in the middle of the daytime and the glow of the corona around the edge of the sun. It's really very fascinating.
And what about you personally? Are you going anywhere?
I'm planning to probably go out west, maybe out near Casper, Wyoming, or western Nebraska, perhaps Carhenge. That's a Stonehenge made of cars, and that's right on the center line. So that should be a lot of fun.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be looking out for those pictures of everyone to send them in to us so we can post those for all of us that cannot make it out of Michigan to see this total solar eclipse that will be happening on August 21st. And again, I've been speaking with John French, production coordinator at Abrams Planetarium. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Brooke.